Today we say hello to our listeners on KMEM in Memphis, Missouri. Folks there know that there was once a lady who towered above everyone on earth. We remember Miss Ella, who grew to a height of over 8 feet. She's today's feature on the American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Rhonda McBee shares the story of Ella Ewing, a lady who garnered plenty of attention from Scotland County, Missouri.
She's known as Missouri's gentle giantess because she grew to be 8'4" tall.
Ella was born in 1872, a normal-sized baby, and by all accounts a normal-sized child until well into her school years.
She was normal height until she was about 9, and then she had a pituitary gland problem, but she started growing abnormally. But she was a gentle person and everyone loved her.
At the age of 14, she was already approaching 7 feet in height, on her way to over 8 feet tall in adulthood. The Downing House Museum has some of Ella's personal belongings, custom made for her.
We have one of her shoes, size 24, her chair, piano bench, bed that was custom built for her size.
As Ella entered adulthood, she faced a difficult decision. Her height made her stand out, and that could be a reason to stay away from the public. On the other hand, her height was also a curiosity that might afford some opportunities for her and her family.
When she was out in public, she got made fun of a lot, and so then she kind of became a recluse. Later on, Barnum Bailey Circus pursued her, and she finally decided she was going to join. It took a while to convince her dad to let her go, and she always had a female person to travel with.
Ringling Brothers touted Ella as Earth's tallest woman. The attention she received on the road was a way she could earn money for the family and, in a sense, do her part on the family's farm. The rest of the story of Ella Ewing is next time. As we travel the countryside in Memphis, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.